Hey, everybody, I'm Matthew Laria, and you're watching the Faith for Life broadcast. Now, we're coming to you again today from inside the sanctuary at North Smoke Church. Now, a few episodes back on the broadcast, we began airing a teaching called The Chastisement of Our Peace. And today's broadcast will be part three. And so, friend, if you missed the first two, make sure you go back and catch up with us. Now, on today's broadcast, we're going to be discovering that God is a God of peace. You know, He calls His gospel the gospel of peace. He called Jesus the Prince of Peace. God is all about peace. He wants you and I to prosper, to walk in peace, and to do well in every area of our lives. And one thing we're going to talk about on today's episode is that you and I don't have to wait until we get to heaven to do well and enjoy peace, but we can experience God's peace right here on the earth. Friend, I know you're going to enjoy part three of this message. Let's watch now.
God's saying, without me, you ain't going to do well. And I get pleasure in you doing well. So why don't you come and follow me and accept me as your Lord and Savior? Because if you do, you can do well.
Amen.
That's prosperity.
Yep.
Any way you slice it. The gospel of peace. That's what the gospel is. And then God, He's got this thing about peace. In Jeremiah 29, 11, He said, I know the thoughts I think to you, says the Lord. Thoughts of peace.
Yes.
Other translations say plans of peace.
Yeah.
God's got peace. He's got peace on His mind for you. It's the gospel of peace. He's got plans of peace. And then Isaiah 9, 6 says, unto us a child is born. Unto us a son is given. You know what His name is going to be called? The Prince of Peace. And how about His rule and His government? Verse 7 says, of the increase of His government and His peace, there's not going to be any end to it. God's into this prosperity stuff.
Yes, He is.
Prosperity, you doing well. He's into this peace stuff. He's into His kingdom doing well, His people doing well. His gospel is the good news about you can do well.
Yes.
Yes, it is. Not only that, in Romans 15, verse 33, he called Himself by the Spirit the God of peace.
Yes.
What's peace mean? What's peace mean in the New Testament in the Greek? By implication, it means
prosperity.
So God of peace, God of, no, that couldn't be right. That couldn't be. Prosperity, bad. Prosperity, bad. Prosperity, bad. Prosperity, preachers, bad. Prosperity, gospel, bad. Bad, bad, bad. The devil, one of his main telltale things is he wants to get Christians calling good stuff bad and bad stuff good. Do you not see that? He wants you to call prosperity bad when Jesus said, I came to be punished so you could prosper.
Yes.
My gospel's the gospel of prosperity. I'm a God of prosperity. My government's going to increase in prosperity, and this is the Prince of Prosperity. You ought to thank God every night Jesus is the Prince of Prosperity. And if you don't believe in doing well, then start doing bad. Start struggling. Start suffering. Start it. Somebody said, I don't believe. Why don't you do it? I don't believe in that.
That's right.
I believe in doing well. I believe that's why Jesus was punished. So we could do well for eternity. For eternity. Can you say amen to this?
Amen.
Jeremiah 33, 9, the Lord said this, all the nations of the earth shall hear all the good that I do unto them, and they shall fear and tremble for all the goodness and all the prosperity that I procure to it.
Yeah.
So God's saying, I'm going to pour out so much well-being on you that it's going to make somebody else fearful.
Yes. Amen.
Of how good I am to you.
Amen.
Well, now this verse right here can't be talking about in heaven, because ain't no devil's going to see you in heaven.
That's right.
There ain't no people in heaven that are evil to look at you and tremble because of all the prosperity. That's got to be talking about something going on down here.
Right.
Praise God. Isaiah 48, have you found it yet? I'm reading 16 verses on the way there, but Isaiah 48, have you found that?
Yes.
Now, a lot of times people will say, well, this is talking about peace with God. Peace with God. They'll say that. Well, That is true. There was something between man and God that Jesus rectified. But peace with God always leads to the peace of God working in your life. And then in the New Testament, the Apostle Paul wrote a couple times, or Peter wrote in 1st and 2nd Peter, he wrote to, I'm sorry, I'm getting this mixed up. He wrote there, grace and peace be multiplied to you. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you. Well, that's people that already have peace with God.
Yes.
So he's not telling them peace with God be multiplied to you. They already have peace by the blood.
Yes.
He's talking about something else. He's talking about prosperity, doing well. Doing well. Who do you think doesn't want the church to do well? The devil. It's not a trick question, people. The devil. The devil wants to keep the church hurting, keep the church down, keep the church struggling.
Yes.
That's right.
Right? You know why God wants us to prosper? Because it mobilizes the army.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Huh? Gets you strong and intact. What are you doing? Mobilizing the army.
Yes.
Everything strong, everything intact, everything up. Why? So we can go take some ground.
Oh, yeah.
Can you say amen to this?
Amen.
Yeah. Isaiah 48:18 says this, and I'll close with this today. Isaiah 48:18 says, oh, that you had hearkened to my commandments, then had thy peace been as a river. I said close, but you might be up there for a minute. You can go ahead. Just don't start playing to get me to quit. I'm kidding. He wouldn't do that. What's Scripture say? Oh, that you had hearkened to my commandments. Then had thy peace been as a river and your righteousness as the waves of the sea. What's the Lord saying? If you would have just listened to me. Then what about it? Your peace would have flowed like a river. Now, when you see peace, don't just think tranquility, calmness. That's part of peace. But think shalom, your well-being. That's what it's talking about, your prosperity. Let me read this out of some other translations. The Amplified Bible said, if you listen to me, your peace and prosperity would have been flowing like a river. Good News Bible said blessings would have flowed. If you'd have listened to me, blessings would have flowed for you like a stream that never goes dry. Victory would have come to you like the waves that roll on the shore. If you would have listened to me. Good News Version says your prosperity would have been as the flood. What's a flood? Too much water. God said, if you'd have listened to me, it would have been too much prosperity, too abundance. Do you see this? This is a big debate amongst, well, I don't debate it, but people do. A lot of times people read about Jesus and him chastising our peace, and what they say is, that's talking about after we leave this earth. That all this peace that he did for you, all this peace and stuff, that's not God. There's people that'll quote this like it's a verse. God never promised you a good life. He promised you a good eternity. That is not a verse. That is just a man-made statement that doesn't even align with Scripture. And I'll give you some in just a second. But people think, yeah, he did all that, and God does want us to prosper, but not yet. Not yet. He does. He wants us to, in heaven, all this will happen. Yes, in heaven we'll be healed. In heaven we'll do well. And you're right. That's true. We will. But they say, yeah, he wants all that, but not yet. Not yet. How do I say this nice? I don't know if I can. That's not true. God went through all this trouble to pay for your peace? He cares about it that much. But right now, he doesn't care. I'm fine with you struggling now, hurting now, not doing well now. When you get to heaven, then that's the time to do well. Is that what he said in this verse? Did he say, if you listen to me, you'd have a lot of peace in heaven? Is that what he said? He's talking about right here and the right and here and now. If you'd have listened to me, you'd have been drowning in your own peace.
Yes.
Just do what I say.
Yes.
Let me read you some verses. You don't have to flip to these. Just listen. You'll see why I'm laughing. Luke 2:14. Glory to God in the highest. And on earth, peace. Peace. Where? Are you confused? Who's confused about this? You need help to get confused about this. Where at? Peace on earth. Right here now. Now, you're not going to enjoy the degree of peace in the earth that you will in heaven. You can't. It's because the environment you live in. There's a devil here. There's a curse here. You won't experience it to the degree here that you will there. But you can get taste of it here. Hebrews talked about we can taste of the powers of the world to come. And so, you know, eventually you're going to get a glorified body that's immortal, that never ages, never decays, never dies, never gets tired. It's going to be a marvelous thing. Yeah. Well, you will never get that on the earth, but you can get healed in your body on the earth, and that's a measure of it. Yes. Peace on, peace where?
Earth.
On earth. Okay, just being clear. How about Proverbs 11:31? It says, the righteous shall be recompensed. Where at? Where are the righteous going to be recompensed? When they get to heaven. In the earth. Psalm 41:1 says, blessed is he that considers the poor. The Lord will deliver him in the time of trouble. The Lord will preserve him and keep him alive. And if you're confused, he will be blessed upon the earth. Upon the earth. Upon the earth. 1 Timothy 4:8 says, godliness is profitable unto all things, having promise of the life that now is and of that which is to come. The expanded Bible says, serving God brings you blessings in this life and in the future life too. Yeah. Will following God and serving Him, will it affect any of your peace levels in this life?
Yeah.
Jesus said in Mark 10, He said, if anybody leaves anything for my sake or the gospel's, they're going to get 100-fold. Now, in this time and in the world to come, eternal life. So no, we will not be putting off our peace until eternity around these parts. We believe in doing well right now.
Amen.
Now, will you have challenges?
Yeah.
Will you have attacks?
Yes.
Will you experience things where the devil tries to come and get your peace? 100%. But we preach victory around here.
Amen.
We believe in overcoming it.
Yes.
And so there are a lot of people that think, well, no, this is just for heaven.
No.
This is just there. And they say everything Jesus did on the cross was just to help us eternally. And I got a good answer about something, so I wanted to read this to you. In the old covenant, all the prosperity was material and physical because they weren't born again.
Right.
Couldn't be. So all the prosperity in the old covenant dealt with their resources. God said things like, I'll be your shield, I'll protect you. He said, I'm the Lord that heals you. All the prosperity in the old covenant, it dealt with natural, material, physical things, provision, health, things like that. Jesus came, and now the new covenant adds to, say adds to.
Adds to.
Adds to that spiritual and eternal prosperity. So in the new covenant, you get to prosper inside now. And in the new covenant, your eternal well-being gets secured. Do you see this?
Yeah.
A lot of people think, well, now in the new covenant, we get rid of the old prosperity now. So, you know, old covenant prosperity was body, finances, but that's not for us anymore. Now we have spiritual eternal. No. You add to it. You don't get rid of the old covenant prosperity. You just say, well, in the old covenant, through their covenant, God prospered them, took care of them, healed them, protected them. You don't throw that out the window. You say, let's bring that over to the new covenant. And now I can not only have that, but I can go to heaven. Now I can be born again. I can be strong on the inside. I can get prosperity on all levels now. All levels. Do you see this? Adds to it. And so I was praying about this, and the Lord showed this to me. Galatians 3:29 says this, if you be Christ, then, Are you Abraham's seed? If you be Christ, then are you Abraham's seed? Now, the reason you can be Christ is because of what he did on the cross. The reason you can be Abraham's seed is because of what he did on the cross. Are you listening? And so if it wasn't for you being for what he did on the cross, you wouldn't be Abraham's seed.
Right.
You needed him to do that. Now, as a seed of Abraham, are you a seed of Abraham?
Yes.
As a seed of Abraham, you now have access to everything that Abraham had access to because you're his seed. I'm going to tell you how God thinks about this. Jesus was preaching one day, and there was, in Luke 13, there's this woman that came over. She's hunched over like this. And in the middle of his message, he stopped preaching. And he said, "Woman, you are loosed from that infirmity." Come on, what do you think happened? Completely healed. 18 years. And the religious people completely missed the point, like they always do. Always. And they start getting mad because he did it on Sunday. God forbid somebody get healed on a Sunday. It's supposed to rest on the Sabbath, not be doing healings. And Jesus, in one instant, he said, "You bunch of hypocrites." He said, "If one of your cattle were out there and fell into a pit on the Sabbath, you'd go help it."
That's right.
But this is what he said about this woman in this instance. He said, "Ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan has bound these 18 years, shouldn't she be healed?" What's he saying? Seed of Abraham ain't supposed to have stuff like this on them. They got a covenant with God.
Yes.
They're supposed to come to the Lord that heals them and get healed.
Yes.
And so God said things to Abraham like this. He said, "I'll be your shield. I'll be your reward. I'll protect you." He said this in Exodus, "I am the Lord that heals you. I'll take sickness and disease away from your midst. I'll bless you coming in. Bless you going out. I'll cause your storehouses to overflow. I'll multiply your silver and your gold. I'll build houses that you didn't build. Give you wells that you didn't dig. I'll multiply." This is how he talked to the seed of Abraham.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
And what Jesus did for you on the cross gave you access to all that.
Yes.
So no, what he did didn't just affect the eternal, although it did big time.
Right.
It affected me now. Because it made me a seed of Abraham. And now I'm as a seed of Abraham, I'm supposed to be doing well.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Supposed to be strong, supposed to be healed, supposed to be well. Praise God. Can you say thank you, Lord? Last verse, Romans 1:16. I know we got, it's not as late as I thought, but we're closing. Romans 1:16. Psalm 35:27 again. Let's put that one up there. It says this. It said, "Let those that favor God's righteous cause, let them say continually." What are we supposed to say over and over again? "Let the Lord be magnified."
Yeah.
"Who has pleasure in my prosperity." That's what we're supposed to say over and over again.
Yes.
Is that what a lot of Christians say about prosperity?
No.
They actually say the opposite continually. They'll say things about how God doesn't care if you prosper, doesn't want you to prosper. He's not into this prosperity stuff. That's what they say continually. You're supposed to say the opposite continually. You're supposed to wake up in the morning and remind yourself, God takes pleasure in my prosperity. Man, he likes it when I do well.
Yes.
Hmm? Why are you supposed to say it continually? Because the Word says to. Should you or should you not do this verse?
Yeah.
You want to watch about saying bad things referencing prosperity. You want to watch that. Because God talks good about it. So you don't want to talk bad about it. Now, preachers being greedy and stealing people's money and people only being interested in getting a dollar, that's covetousness is what that's called. That's not prosperity. That's covetousness. That's bad. Talk bad about covetous. Talk good about prosperity. I always hear Mr. Miyagi's voice when I start saying this. Prosperity, good, Daniel, son. Good prosperity. Poverty, bad. Bad, Daniel, son. Bad poverty. You don't want prosperity, good, good, good. Poverty, bad, bad, bad poverty. But you want to say this continually.
Yes.
And the reason you do is in Romans 1:16, because we're not ashamed of the gospel of Christ.
That's right.
I'm not ashamed. And you shouldn't be either. Of standing up and saying, God takes pleasure in our prosperity. There's thousands of preachers all over the United States that wouldn't even dare say that from the pulpit. You know why? They're ashamed of it. I'm not ashamed. My God wants me to do well. And what the devil has made this, he has made this an issue of doctrine, and that's not the issue. This thing where people are talking bad about prosperity, it's actually an attack, an attempt to, that's not right. Help me, Lord. Talking about it bad, calling prosperity bad, it's not a doctrinal issue. It's actually an assault or an attack on the character of God.
Yeah.
And the reason is because prosperity and peace is not a doctrine. Prosperity and peace is the gospel. And God is the God of peace, which is prosperity. And when you say he doesn't care whether or not you prosper or do well, you're actually coming against the very core of his being. His heart beat. God is love.
Yes.
And love means benevolence. And benevolence means I have a desire to see you doing well. And so I'm going to give until you do. Praise God. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Go ahead and stand up with me. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Did the Lord help you today?
Yes.
Come on. Why did Jesus do this? Why did he come to the cross? Why did he hang on the cross, die, rose again, suffer? Why did he do all this? He did it for your peace. Right? Say that with me.
He did it
for my peace. Why? Why would he leave heaven? Why would he come to the earth? Why would he die? Why would he suffer? Why would he do this? It was for my peace. Because he takes pleasure in my peace, my prosperity, me doing well. Praise God. Can you say thank you, Lord?
Thank you, Lord.
He wants me to do well in eternity, yes. He also likes it when I'm doing well in the earth.
Yes.
You too, right?
Yes.
Praise God. Praise God. We thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it this morning. Praise you for it. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Well, Father, we pray over everybody in the house today. Everybody watching online. Lord, any area where the devil has tried to rob them of their peace and their well-being and their prosperity, any area where he's tried to get at them in their marriage or their finances or their mind or their body, whatever it is, we bind him right now in Jesus' name. We say peace to their marriage, peace to their finances, peace to their minds, peace to their bodies, peace to their spirits, and eternal peace and prosperity awaits them. And we thank you for it. We thank you for it. Praise God. I know a lot of different people watch on Easter services, and I don't know everybody here that's in the house. And so we also want to give a couple of invitations. One, if you've never accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, never been born again, no better day than today to come into the family. I mean, you can become a seed of Abraham today, and you can secure your eternal peace right now. You don't have to wait another second. It doesn't matter how bad you think you've been. There's always somebody that's been worse than you that God saved. And so we'll pray. We'll make a declaration about that in just a moment. And then anybody watching online, anybody in the house, maybe you've just been away from the Lord. We read a verse that said, if you follow me, your peace will be like a river. Maybe you're thinking to yourself, I haven't been following him like I should. I haven't been as close to him as I know I should be. And I want to come back to him. I want to rededicate myself, my life, to following the Lord, following the Good Shepherd, living my life for him. Not just being a believer that, you know, shows up to church or is a part of the things of God a couple times a year. I want to be all in. I want to go all the way for God, commitment and honor for him. And so praise God. If any of those two fall into those two categories. We're going to pray this prayer together. Everybody in the house, let's just pray it together so nobody feels like they're being called out or singled out. Praise God. And if you're watching online, why don't you go ahead and stand up with us. And if you never prayed any of these prayers, if you want to get saved or rededicate your life, today's your day. Today's your day. Peace awaits you. Prosperity awaits you. It awaits you in this life. It awaits you in the next life. When you come and follow the God of peace, doesn't mean you won't have problems in this life. Doesn't mean you won't face challenges or have attacks. Part of peace and prosperity is about overcoming those things. And God does want that for you. Let's pray this prayer together. Say, Father, in Jesus' name, I confess with my mouth today that Jesus is Lord of my life. I believe with my heart that you've raised him from the dead. And I thank you, Lord, for forgiving me of my past, cleansing me by your blood, and welcoming me into your family today. I recommit myself, rededicate myself to follow you fully, to pursue you with all of my heart, to run my race, to finish my course, to keep the faith, to do everything you've called me to do in this life. And Father, my prayer today is I'm asking you to take my life and do something with it in Jesus' name.
Friend, wasn't that a powerful teaching today? I'm telling you, it's an exciting thing to know that I can enjoy peace in this life and I can do well in this life and I don't have to wait until I get to heaven. Praise the Lord. Hey, I want to take a second to thank all of our partners out there. It's because of your faithful financial support that we are able to do the broadcast, write the books, do the traveling, and get this message of faith into the lives of people all over the world. You know, as we minister the Word of God, we're endeavoring to help people grow spiritually, be used to God mightily, and flourish personally in every area of their lives. And when you sow into this ministry, you help us do just that. Now, if you'd like to become a partner with the ministry or sow a financial seed into the ministry, just go to mam.tv and you'll find all the information there. Praise the Lord.
Thank you for watching the Faith for Life broadcast. Go to mam.tv to download the free study notes from today's broadcast. You can also request your free copy of our mini book, Faith Declarations. In this book, you'll find declarations from the Word of God that will feed your faith and help you experience victory in your life. Please subscribe to our YouTube channel and follow us on Facebook and Instagram. Today's broadcast was made possible by the partners of Matthew Alaria Ministries. Go to mam.tv to become a partner today and help us take the message of faith to this generation.